This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The man who killed 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in 2021 has been sentenced to 10 consecutive life sentences. A jury found Ahmad Alissa guilty on all 55 criminal counts, including 10 for first-degree murder. Colorado has no death penalty. The jury deliberated for 6 hours over 2 days, rejecting the defense's claim that Alissa was insane at the time of the shooting. Before yesterday's sentencing, Erica Mahoney gave a victim's impact statement. While gathering with some loved ones of other victims outside the courthouse, she later shared more about what justice looks like for her.
If there's one thing I want for my children and for all of the children in this country, it's that they don't have to grow up with the constant fear of mass shootings. We have to figure out a way to make them stop.
Mahoney's father, Kevin, was shot and killed in the parking lot of the King Supers during that attack in 2021. The gunman will spend the rest of his life in prison. School districts around the state are coming into compliance with a new state law that requires staff to use a student's chosen name if it reflects their gender identity. Supporters of the law argue it affirms the identities of trans youth, while opponents raise constitutional questions of compelled speech and say the new law infringes on parental rights. It's mostly sunny across Colorado, highs close to 80 along the Front Range in Denver and in Boulder, and just above 80 in Grand Junction this afternoon. All across the state, it should be a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.